I have been aware of many thoughts coming to me since last we met.
Have you? That's good.
Many send their thoughts of confusion, of hopelessness, of despair.
Not from us, I hope.
I don't speak generally, but there are individuals who are seeking answers.
I see.
A craving for their own spiritual unfoldment.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say to you all, I hear your cries of help. I hear your search for knowledge. I hear your confusion. Let me say this to you, as I have said before. Spiritually, you are all on a pathway of unfoldment, but you must go slowly. You cannot achieve the very top before you step on the bottom. Do you understand me?
Yes, we do.
Therefore, between those two areas, much in your life will seem confused. I say to you all, accept these many, how you would term, backward steps, because in the long run, you will go forward.
Yes.
Again, I return to your own thoughts and how powerful they are. I will help you all, as I have said. But I do not wish you to look upon me as one who can alter your lifestyle. I cannot do this for you.
No, of course not. If it is planned, that is it.
I can support you in times of trouble. I can help to uplift you, to guide you, to do much for you. But all of you are indeed in charge of your own lives.
Yes, we do accept that we must be.
Try to transmute all of daily negativity into love. In this way, you will find your own development growing. Each step becomes lighter. I know for some of you it seems too heavy a task at times.
Yes, the one sitting next to you, Lillian.
She has gained much in spiritual knowledge in quite a short time. But still, she has moments of despair, where life indeed seems heavy.
Yes.
Yes, my child, we know. I will say this to you. There are many good times to come in your lifetime here.
Okay.
You will be uplifted in those stormy times. You will feel the love that is around and about you, because you see, my dear, you are surrounded by many known and unknown beings who want to offer you their support.
Yes, I know I get strength from somewhere sometimes.
You will be given the chance of a journey much farther than you would imagine. I say to you, child, when this opportunity comes, it will be most beneficial to you to accept. Please keep these words in your heart and in your mind.
Yes, I will.
There is much to come for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I would say to you this time, it has always been my intention that each one within this room should grow. Their gifts of spirit should be expanded. And so, for this time, I will quietly withdraw and say to you, please accept what we are trying to do with you. All will be given something. So please open yourselves to those energies.
Yes, thank you.
I would say to those who are unsure of themselves, please to speak of what you are given.
Very clear to everybody?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before we begin the silence, I on behalf of everybody, we would like to thank you for having brought your funny at our last meeting. It was extremely interesting. We do thank you.
I am happy to take your thanks. And of course, I will bring forth many more.
You certainly look forward to them.
Stage should be of interest to you.
Okay.
But before I go, I will say just a few words on the state of your earth at this particular time. There is much that is going on within your world. Much sorrow, much havoc and much worldly confusion, which gives us cause for concern at this particular time. We are aware troubles in the countries to the east of you. I believe you term it the continent of Asia.
Yes, I do.
There is trouble brewing. But let me reassure you all that whatever troubles come forth, nothing will destroy what we have come to do.
Good. That's certainly comforting to know.
Always you will have these troubles stirred up in many areas. But let me say to you, there is now more light within your world than there is darkness.
Good. That is comforting.
I tell you this in advance of time so that your minds can be still, be at peace, be at one with love.
Okay.
Now, I thank you all for this gathering. I ask that the Creator bless each one of you for the time you give, for the knowledge you seek, for the love you extend to others, and for your very being. Now, I leave you quietly to continue with the others.
much in God bless you. Give me your blessing.
Alistair, it really goes.
Keep having
Alistair.
Alistair?
Yeah.
It's a name familiar to me. I've heard it before. Alistair. I wonder if he wishes to speak about something. I've come across a case.
I'm also getting. I really don't know what it is. It's a stone. I don't even know what to call it. It looks like an animal, but not something I'm familiar with. And it seems to be breathing fire for some reason. Huge gates by this stone. Animal. Absolutely huge.
Like a temple gate.
Yes, the gates are opening and there's, wow, there's just steps. Dozens and dozens going up.
Can you go up then?
There's someone standing at the very top.
That's right.
Dressed all in white, as far as I can see.
Can you see the headdress?
It's pointed with two. He sees coming out to the side. It's,
that's right.
It's nothing I'm familiar with.
No. Carry on, you're quite right.
Yes. He's asking me if I've had permission to enter. I don't know what to say to him.
Yes, you have permission. We recognize him, I recognize him. And I thank him for having been here.
And the roof of this place I'm just seeing is almost the shape of his headgear. Very similar, but more ornate.
Yes. And the headgear he has on is either gold or encrusted with gold, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, this huge, heavy doors.
He will let you enter.
Opened.
That's right. He will let you enter. Well, he knows I recognize him.
Yes.
standing with his elbows protruding and two hands palms together in front of his chest, wasn't he?
I can't move my feet over the pressure. Mm-hmm. I'm just stunned by what's inside. It's overwhelming.
Incredible, isn't it?
I want to go in,
yes,
and okay. I can't.
Mentally ask for permission, please. We will give it. You will be free to enter.
I've got this incredible feeling of coming home, mm-hmm. and I want to weep.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange. It's like music inside, and yet it isn't.
No. You are hearing the energy.
I can't associate anything with it.
No,
he's smiling. He's smiling at me.
Mm-hmm. He's welcoming you now. He has been here to me.
This is incredible.
You can't explain the beauty, can you?
It looks like gold, and yet it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like an altar, but without shape,
yes.
at the end of this room.
Mm-hmm.
White bird has just come and perched on my shoulder.
Good.
It's nearly too much to my think I need to go. I can't say it's too much. No, I've got to go
of what you will receive. You will be able to go there again. Incredible. That was beauty, wasn't it? It's a reward for you. If I can use that word. Only one word I can think of from that island is unutterable, isn't it?
I've got nothing I can compare it with.
No, you haven't. And that one waiting for you, at the top, has been here to me through Linda.
Yes.
Put that address on. Mm-hmm. Mm. I can tell you now, they are going to try apples.
Yeah.
From that time. Mm-hmm. Now I can tell you to add to that, or possibly equal it, it doesn't detract from it. I was being shown an enormous cross, which was appeared to be of gold, jewel encrusted, of the type that you would imagine the utmost craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
And around the base of it, there were a number of similar crosses, much smaller, and each one of you here is being given one for your strength and encouragement in the work you wish to do. I accept this. Keep this symbol with you. Remember, it is always there for you. Use it for strength. Use it to give love. Use it to protect you from harm. And accept that it comes from places far beyond your conception at this time. Your colleague has been given just a glimpse of an anteroom to one of our temples, which is based upon a temple which existed here long before your time. And what your colleague has seen is but a dim reflection of what exists beyond that anteroom. Now can you begin to imagine what beauty there is waiting for you all when you have traveled the paths you must walk in order to reach such sublime, results for all your efforts? We give you these crosses of beauty and energy and strength in the hope that you will, in your lifetime here, each and every one recall this gift and use it in the correct way for which it is given. May the great sun shine upon you at all times. May the earth be good to your feet. May the waters cleanse you of your troubles, and may the moon above give you peace and serenity in your life. May it give you peace.